You know, sometimes I think some of you dog trainers are almost allergic to success. It's like you've got the cure for cancer, and there's all these people walking around your city who have cancer, and you're making up all kinds of phony baloney excuses about why you can't walk up to them and introduce yourself and tell them about the cure. In our dog trainer marketing group on Facebook, Corey McDaniel asked a question and he said, you know, what do you guys usually say when you walk up to somebody who has a bad dog to introduce yourself and kind of pitch your services? And I think that the term bad dog threw a lot of people off because the overwhelming response was mind your own business, don't walk up to people, don't you know, if they're having issues with your dog, don't go up and say anything to them. And really, I couldn't disagree more. You know, I've had a lot of experience with what we call cold walk-ups, walking up to people, introducing myself, and then, you know, letting them know about my business. And it works. It's like, here, I've got some business cards, $1,000, $1,000, another $1,000, another $1,000. You know, I had a husband and wife client when I was a young dog trainer in the early 90s. Back when I had a full head of hair and a flat stomach. And their names were Bud and Janice Pizer. And they were kind of an older couple, and their kids had flown the coop. And they were a little bit lonely, especially Bud. And they decided to adopt a 5-year-old golden retriever. I think the dog's name was actually Bud also. And Bud, the husband, took the dog out for a walk the first day that they had the dog. And was out for, you know, maybe an hour or so walking around the neighborhood. And he came back in the house with the dog. And he was screaming, Janice, Janice, Janice. And she came running. She thought maybe, you know, maybe he fell, or maybe the dog bit somebody, or maybe the dog bit him. She said, oh my gosh, what happened? And Bud said, you won't believe it. I took this dog out for a walk, and people actually came up and talked to me. It was the greatest thing ever. You know, these were a couple who had been living in the same neighborhood for years and didn't even know their neighbor. They get a dog and suddenly people come up and talk to them. People are walking their dogs outside. Now, you may not, but most people are walking their dogs outside for a reason. They want to get exercise and they want to interact and they want to socialize with other dog owners as well as just people in their community. It's not a big deal to go up and say, hey, is that a golden retriever? Tell me about your dog. Where'd you get that? Where, you know, did you get that dog as a puppy? Did you adopt him from the animal shelter? Tell me this, what's going on with your dog? They love talking about that kind of stuff. You engage them in conversation, you know, and they start talking. You start talking a little bit. And then you casually mention, you say, hey, you know, I don't know if you know, but my wife and I own a local dog training business called whatever the name of your business is. And can I give you a card, even if it's not necessarily for you, but maybe you know somebody, a neighbor or a friend who would be interested in some dog training? I've never had somebody say, no, go away. Don't try and pitch me. Don't try and sell me. They all say, yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'd love to do this with my dog. Or my sister has a dog who can use it. Maybe, you know, not for me, but my sister or my neighbor or my friend. Guys, this works. I mean, I've literally made tens of thousands of dollars over the years just walking up to people, engaging them, talking to them about their dog, and then mentioning that I have a dog training business and giving them a business card. This isn't rocket science. This whole thing like mind your own business, it's nonsense. You know, either you want to succeed or you don't. Either you have a burning desire to grow your business or you don't. And especially for those of you in the beginning who don't have a lot of money to throw at, you know, something like Facebook or AdWords or billboards or postcard marketing campaigns or whatever it may be, you're on a shoestring budget. There's no better way than saying, you know, hey, tell me about your dog, listening to them, and then saying, by the way, I own a dog training company. Let me give you my card. If you know of anybody who's looking for dog training, please, you know, pass this along. It works. It makes you money. Nobody's going to get mad at you. You know, you're not selling aluminum siding. You're not pitching your religion. It's not door-to-door sales. You're just one dog owner talking to another dog owner, and you happen to own a dog training business, which fits naturally into the conversation. So stop being a nervous Nelly. Stop making up all kinds of excuses about why you can't talk to dog owners. These people are your market. And one of the greatest things about owning a dog training business is you can literally walk out your door and find prospective clients. All you got to do is walk up to them. So get off your butt, get out tomorrow. You know, I mean, we would do it just all the time. We'd be sitting having a cup of coffee in front of a Starbucks and somebody would walk by with a dog. And I say, hey, is that a Great Pyrenees? And they stop and say, hey, yes, it is. And I'd say, where'd you get him? And they'd say, oh, there's a breeder up in Carson City. I say, wow, what's he like? How's he been? What kind of behavior problems does the dog have? You know, would you get another one? They start to suddenly your best friends, and you finish it by letting them know that you own a local dog training company. Here's your card. Pass it along. It's not that hard, guys. Do I come across as an angry old man? What's probably true. My wife's at the gym. I'm waiting for her to get home so that we can have dinner. I'm a little bit hangry right now. But anyways, let me get on to my pitch. Listen, you know, if you're beyond the point where you can be walking around town every day handing out business cards, if your business is just a little bit at that next level and you're too busy to be doing that, but you need something to bring in a consistent stream of new clients, I found that Google AdWords is one of the best, most consistent ways to get a flood of new prospective clients calling you each and every day, every week, every month. It just keeps working and working and working once we've got those campaigns dialed in. The problem with Google AdWords is that it's amazingly complicated. And if you don't know what you're doing, or if you're going up against a shark like me, you can burn through a lot of money really, really quick. So what we do with my company, Brian Direct, we run Google AdWords campaigns for dog training business owners, as well as other pet industry business owners. And it's working incredibly well in some cases, absolutely changing people's lives. If you'd like to learn more about what we're doing with Google AdWords and read about some of the results that we're getting and typical return on investment, which is generally between 5 to 15 times, check out this page at dogtrainertoolbox.com. Click on the box in the upper left-hand corner that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Read through that page. At the bottom of the page, there's a link to my calendar app, my booking app. You can book a free phone call with me so that we can get on the phone for about 20 or 30 minutes and find out if what we're doing with Google AdWords would be a good fit for helping you grow your dog training business. All right, take care, guys.